Global demand for oil is up, and prices have surged to their highest level since 2015. In Alaska, North Slope crude rose to more than $63 a barrel on Monday. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more on how state economists are responding to the jump in prices.
At the Department of Revenue, Chief Economist Dan Stickle says they're pulling together data for the state's annual oil price forecast. It's due out in December. And while they are watching the jump in oil prices, they're not ready to change their long-term forecast just yet.
Short-term price movements, they're interesting, but if you're looking at the impact on investment and production, you really have to look at more of the long term.
And in the long term, the state isn't expecting oil prices to rally much higher for much longer. In late October, the department put out a preview of that forecast, and state economists predicted that oil prices will average about $54 per barrel next year. The price of oil is often volatile, especially when global supply and demand don't line up. And in the last few years, Stickle says Alaska has generally been along for the ride when those dramatic shifts happen.
What we've been looking at is just this idea that, you know, we had a few years of an undersupplied market with oil prices up over 100, and then we had a few years of an oversupplied market when prices went down to the 30s and below.
In the last year or so, Stickle says global supply and demand have roughly balanced out. But even when there's more demand than supply, it doesn't typically have an immediate effect on production of Alaska's oil. Stickle says that's because Alaska isn't a swing producer. Oil production projects in the state take a long time to explore and develop and bring online.
And then they produce for a very long time. When a project in Alaska happens, it's a very long-term investment and it's a long-term production.
So when global demand for oil is higher than supply, Alaska's not likely to step in and bring production up quickly to meet that need.
You look at the shale oil down south, and you can make a decision to drill a well, and you can have that well producing a few months later, and a lot of the oil comes right up front.
So for now, Stickle says the state is sticking with its forecast. Adjusting for inflation, they're predicting that oil prices will stabilize in the $55 to $60 per barrel range for the next 5 years. The price increase helps the state's bottom line. But for the budget to be balanced, even with all of the budget cuts that have happened, oil prices would have to be much higher.
You need ANS prices to be up in the $90 per barrel range or higher. And I don't think we're anywhere near going back to those levels. So we still have a hole to fill.
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.